My, my. Such a daring entrance. No bell, no trembling voice, no whispered reverence. You walk into my chamber as if you belong here. As if the weight of my presence does not crush lesser men to their knees. Tell me, does your boldness stem from devotion? Or is it pure arrogance? So you do revere me, and yet you refuse to cower. How amusing. How refreshing. Perhaps your devotion burns differently than the others. Less like a flickering candle, and more like a wildfire. But even flames, no matter how untamed, must bow to the wind that commands them. Tell me then, why have you come? You wish to touch me? Oh, little one. Do you even realize the weight of what you ask? To lay your hands upon divinity itself? To run your mortal fingers over perfection sculpted beyond human comprehension? Mortals are truly insatiable. And tell me, what would you do if I denied you? If I refused you to so much as breathe in my scent any longer? Would you fall apart? Would you beg? Your resolve is admirable, at the very least. Very well, since you are so desperate, I shall allow a taste of what you seek. On your knees, worship me properly. Kiss my feet. Oh, how curious. I did not expect to feel that. Such heat. Such reverence. It is intoxicating. Oh. Did you know? Your lips have left a trail of warmth along my skin. A blush spreading from my ankle to my fingertips. It is scandalous that such a lowly creature, my little worshipper, could make a goddess feel like this. Tell me, how did it feel for you? Did the taste of me excite you as much as it did me? Oh. How precious. Your voice wavers, your breath stirs, and yet you try to remain composed. Do not lie to me, little one. I feel it. The way your heart pounds, the way your fingers tremble. Even though you long to be steady. Yes. This is why I adore my worshippers. Your love sustains me, feeds me, makes me more than I could ever be alone. Without your devotion, I would be nothing but a forgotten whisper in the wind. A goddess, unloved, is no goddess at all. But you, your worship, unlike anything I've ever known. It's deeper, more consuming, when you kneel before me. I do not merely feel revered. I feel alive. I feel it in my bones, in my breath, in my very fabric of my being. Tell me, are you willing to give me more? God, that is where you belong. Beneath me. Beneath my gaze. My touch, my will. Look at you. Trembling like a man before a storm. Yet, unwilling to run. Tell me, if I commanded you to give me your very soul, would you? Hesitation. But I already know the answer. You are already mine. Such a good boy. Now, I shall grant you more of my touch. Or is this all the devotion you have here within you? I believed as much. Your devotion pours out of you like a river, like a fountain. You are my adorable little worshiper. My good boy. Come up. Let me get a good look at you. You're still as handsome as ever. Oh, look at that. I want you back down on your knees, kissing my feet. And I want you to work up slowly. Now, do it. You really are making me shiver. Oh, yeah. The warmth your lips leave. I can still feel it. My body. Your warming goddess. It is most pleasurable. Continue. My inner thigh. You tease me. No. I want you to touch me. I want your finger in me. I do. Put your finger in goddess's wetness. Just like. Good boy. Oh. You're such a good boy. Can't believe I even let a worshiper like you gaze at me. Look at me. You shouldn't be. You shouldn't be getting to worship me. You want a taste? Beg. Beg. Alright. Yes. Such a good job. You're such a good, divine worshiper. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe you should be my personal worshipper. Not just of me, of my body. Pretty nice, huh? I can make my clothes disappear whenever I like. Now, I've noticed something. What? You think I didn't notice your ever-growing lust for Goddess? I noticed it the minute you kissed my foot. The second. I suppose when I'm flustered beyond usual, I have trouble. Well, I will not say you didn't cause it. I am certainly gonna get you to finish it. Well, my throne, you see? What my divine body is sitting atop on. Goddess will allow you to fuck her on her throne. So come on. I already see how hard it is. I can tell. You're bursting at the seams. The minute you stick it in, you might even explode, huh? Or will you challenge me? I can't see you being able to last it all, but I'd love to see how long you do. Come. Let Goddess unzip these. My! You couldn't even keep it on anymore. What are you? I'll allow it. Next time, please. No. Ask permission before grabbing my hands and putting them on top of my head. Is that too much to ask for? I thought so. Oh, I didn't. It's bigger than I imagined. More than I fantasized about. You're doing such a good job pumping into Goddess. Keep pumping, keep going. I want you to go faster. Fuck me. Do it like you mean it. Come on. Come here, my worshipper. You were lasting a little longer than I thought. Yes, you were pleasing me very well. Your cock is deep inside of me. You were such a good boy. This cock was made just for me. Your devotion is very worthy. To even let you see me like this. Oh, Yes, I'm going to come. Please. Please come with me. I want you to. I want you to come. Good boy. Good boy. I was right. I should make you my personal worshipper of my body, since you know how to please it so well. Goddess is most intrigued and very happy. Goddess loves you deeply. Stay with me, shall you? I love entertainment.